Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Heading out for the holiday weekend? 148 million of us are. That's more than half the country. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
Most Americans will be driving to their Labor Day destination.
We usually never travel on the holidays because of the crowd and the gas prices, but we have a friend and we just wanted to get out of the heat.
Gas prices are averaging nearly $3.83 a gallon.
No matter how expensive gas prices are, when people decide to go on vacation, they just budget in the price of gas. They're going to take that trip.
A search is underway for a convicted murderer who escaped from a prison outside Philadelphia yesterday. Danilo Cavalcante was sentenced to life in prison last week for stabbing his ex-girlfriend to death in front of her children. Acting Chester County Prison Warden Howard Holland.
He had prison-issued garb on, and then when he left the facility, it was a white t-shirt with green pants, and then we had confirmation that he may have changed into gray shorts.
Holland says Cavalcante was waiting to be transferred to a state prison when he escaped. The Columbus, Ohio Police Department will release body cam video today of an officer shooting and killing a pregnant black woman in a grocery store parking lot last week. Police say she was suspected of shoplifting and sped up her car toward the officer as he approached. The woman's unborn daughter died as well. The cleanup after this week's deadly weather in the southeast will be costly. CBS's Jared Hill from Morehead City, North Carolina.
The financial toll of Idalia's path of destruction is expected to be as high as $20 billion. During a visit to FEMA yesterday, President Biden said he'll travel to Florida on Saturday.
To the people of Florida and throughout the southeast, I'm here to make clear that our nation has your back.
The mayor of Maui is defending his actions the day the wildfire killed at least 115 people. Richard Bissons released a video detailing what he knew and when.
The severe gravity of the impact was not clear. The severe gravity of the impact was not clear in the initial hours as our firefighters and police on the ground placed all of their efforts and actions towards helping people in the areas.
Still tweeting on X, CBS's Tom Foti says the platform will be collecting your biometric and job history data soon.
Technology expert Ian Shore.
It is a little odd to see a social media company just change its terms of service to include this collection of information without giving a more public reason why.
Supposedly to make it easier to log in.
S&P futures up 8. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, Skill Bridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril around the back of the nose and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises,
yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows of aloft around 63. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, highs around 90. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 56.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Frost, Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastico Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Great to have you along on this Thursday, August 31st, 2023. Trygve Olsen, always a fantastic guest. Always enjoy listening to him, and a great perspective, right? The inside perspective.
Absolutely. I think hearing from him helps keep me grounded in reality with politics. I have some friends who, when talking about Donald Trump versus other Republicans or just others, they'll be like, oh, the differences are just aesthetic. He just says it out loud. They're all out for themselves. And I'm like, maybe, but it is not the same.
No.
And some people are like Vladimir Putin, and we just encounter people like that personally so rarely that it's hard to understand.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And it's good to pause and reflect, as my old teacher Andy Spies used to say, and really think about things instead of just reacting to what's in the media or whatever. And I think once you hear these cuts from people like Mitt Romney and John McCain, whether or not you voted for him or not, whether or not you still would, or whether you agree with everything, there was at one time a predominant group of Republicans, and there are still people like Mitt Romney, who get it and understand about what it takes to keep America safe and understand the seriousness of this. And I think that's one of the things that's bothered me as a former Republican, is to see how unserious some of these current Republicans like Vivek Ramaswamy or Trump, and go down the list of others as well.
Unserious, and can't keep their story straight, and just spout nonsense and lies. And you have people like, I feel like if John McCain, I don't know, maybe this happened, maybe it didn't, but he would lie, or not lie, but he'd say something incorrect and then correct himself later. They'd be like, you said this in your interview, and he'd be like, oh yeah, that was incorrect. What I meant was this. Whereas Vivek Ramaswamy, they'll be like, you said this in your interview. You said 9/11 was cool. He didn't say that, but he might as well have.
Right.
And then he's like, oh no, you're wrong. And they're like, I'll play the audio right now. And he's like, that's not what I said.
Right. And Chris Christie, one of those things said, you know, this is what you said in your book. And he said, no, I didn't. And literally CNN got the book out on a subsequent episode. And that's exactly what he said in the book.
Yeah.
So their character doesn't matter, certainly, in politics.
Or today. Intelligence.
Or just intelligence. Here's the question I want to ask everybody this half hour. How much control of the federal government would you like them to see over your everyday life? How much in control do you want the federal government to take control of your everyday life? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Going to explain in just a bit what I mean by this and get your phone calls and thoughts as well. But first, Mr. Zommers, a very quick spectrum update.
Did you ever hear from Mystery Spectrum number 6?
For those of you who might not have joined us, I have now been in my new apartment for over two months. I have been trying to get my Spectrum rehooked up. It's still not working. I've gone through, after Wednesday, six Spectrum technicians, six Spectrum guys, and still not working. Countless phone calls. Anyway, here's the update. Because the last Spectrum guy number 6 put me in touch with his boss. I left a message. I got the number. Left a message yesterday. Did not hear anything back. So I called this morning, and it sounded like a quarter after 8. Turned out it was his day off. To his credit, he answered his phone. Must have been at home. I might have woken him up. I'm not sure. So he said, well, he's probably a little fuzzy in the head or whatever. And he said, well, can you remind me? I'm not sure. So I told him the story. Very nice. And after hearing the story, you're going to love this. His response was, well, it sounds like we got to get somebody else out there. So I am now going on Spectrum guy number 7. I have reached number 7, which is exactly where I wanted to be. So, but he was very nice. And apparently I'm supposed to hear today from either Pedro or Brandon.
I hope so.
Because he's off today. Christopher is off. So I'm supposed to hear from Pedro or Brandon today. So far, nothing. But it seems to have gotten to the local level. I'm no longer dealing with national Spectrum people. I'm now dealing with people in town.
And I think that that's a perfect segue into federal versus local control.
Exactly. Thank you very much. That's exactly where I wanted to go. So I'll keep you up to date because I know people are, at least there's two or three that are interested in seeing how this spectrum thing pans out. We'll find out and we'll see. But anyway, that's where we're at right now with it. But yes, when we come back, here's the deal. There's something called Project 2025, and it's a plan for right-wing partisan control of all operations of our federal government. So do you believe that federal government should be just completely being taken over by one party? Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you believe that the one party, this big federal control, should be taking over the entire federal government? We'll explain when we come back. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Back after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you have Flex or health savings account money available? The team at Ula Eyewear would love to help you put those dollars towards something stylish, useful, and fun. Ula Eyewear has been family-owned and operated for nearly 25 years. Ula prides itself on pairing excellent customer service with unique, quality, and eye-catching eyewear options for everyone. So invest in you and the eyewear you want by visiting Ula Eyewear today at Hilldale Shopping Center in Madison. Learn more about their selection and reframed initiative at ulaeyewear.com.
Weather in a Moment is brought to you by Chad's Design Build, building a better world one remodeled home at a time. Reach out today by going to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more. Again, that's chadsdesignbuild.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow,
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 83. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 61. Daytime highs approaching 91. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 51 degrees.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. August 31st. Can't believe it's the last day of August. Tomorrow, September 1st. Yowzers. Here's what's making news. A couple of updates for you. Breaking news from just under an hour ago. According to Channel 3000 here in Madison, First Lady Jill Biden has arrived in Madison for a day to visit across the city. So more about that, if you want to check out channel3000.com on the app as well. They're following that. But great to have the First Lady here. And I've said this before. It doesn't matter who the president and First Lady is. Well, perhaps with the exception of the last one. But it's always great to get attention from the president and First Lady. So Dr. Jill Biden is here, the First Lady. I believe Senator Baldwin is going to be going around with her around Madison today. So welcome to Dr. Jill Biden. Also, from CBS News, breaking about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes ago, Proud Boys organizer Joseph Biggs has been sentenced to 17 years in prison for a seditious conspiracy related to January 6th. I think Town Call, they talked about that a little bit on that show. Is that right, Mr. Sommers, over the noon hour?
Yes.
The Proud Boys there? Not so proud now. Well, maybe they still are. But if you're Donald Trump, this does not bode well for you. I mean, if this was just, you know, one of the Proud Boys dudes, the organizer, sentenced to 17 years in prison for seditious conspiracy related to January 6th, if you're the Trumpster, might make you a little uneasy. We shall see. Do you believe that the federal government, one party control, should just take complete control of the government? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Here's the deal. And talked just briefly with Trigvy off the air last hour. And I said, have you heard of Project 2025? And at first he's like, not really. And then I just started describing it. He's like, oh, yeah. He goes, I basically didn't know that's what it was being called. And I want to state up front that these are a little bit of rumor mill things going on in the Republican Party and through the press. But as Trigvy said off air, you got to take this stuff seriously. In today's world, you have to at least be aware of it and take it seriously. Because a lot of these things that we have thought for the last 6 to 8 years, all this could never happen. Guess what? So I want to bring this up, anxious for your phone calls, your opinion. Here we go. Project 2025 is a plan for right-wing partisan control of all operations of our federal government. Project 2025 is now a Republican litmus test. A candidate will have to privately pledge they'll enact the plan to receive the billionaire support their election campaigns require. Project 2025 means far-right control over our public-owned airwaves, the Federal Reserve.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Service system and hire federal agency leaders only from a list of about 20,000 conservative loyalists. Let me stop there for a second and explain something as someone who worked in both state and federal government for a long time. There are kind of two types of jobs in government. There's political appointees where you'll hear the phrase you or they, quote unquote, serve at the pleasure, which means you serve at the pleasure of your boss. And if the political winds change and a different party is in control, you're out of a job. They don't have to give you a reason. They just come in and say you're done. That is a political appointee. A civil service job means that you work for the federal or state government, but it's non-party. You're officially in a nonpartisan role, and you have protections. So if you're hired under an administration from one party, but you say give campaign contributions to someone else, they can't fire you for being part of the other party. So this Project 2025 would end the current civil service system and basically make everybody a political appointee. Those changes are just the beginning. The big ideas of Project 2025 is to hand federal powers to the states, because gerrymandered state legislatures most often means right-wing partisan control at the state level. So again, let me explain this as Project 2025. It's going to sound good on its face, right? Oh, we're going to control. We want to hand people power back to local control. But they're doing it specifically because of gerrymandered state legislatures, means that legislatures are more often controlled by right-wing leading Republican legislative governments. Since we're setting new climate records these days, what does Project 2025 do for the energy and climate programs? Well, give you a hint. It's a climate denier's dream. It dismantles efforts to lower greenhouse gas emissions from cars, power plants, gas, and oil wells. It cancels renewable energy programs and increases fossil fuel production. Remember what Ramaswamy said last week in Milwaukee? A lot of these guys, get back to fossil fuels. We're hearing this already. So this whole notion of this Project 2025 is BS, I don't buy it. Because you have leading candidates for president like Ramaswamy saying a lot of the same stuff. The plan even does a grand 180 on the state control idea. It bans all other states from adopting any California policy for greenhouse gas emissions. And it's worth noting that the Heritage Foundation, a Christian-based group, had the lead role in writing Project 2025, and a high percentage of climate change deniers believe that only God can control the climate. In other words, it doesn't matter what we do as humans. What we do is no effect, that God will take care of it however he sees fit. Look, I'm a person of faith, but I also believe that we as humans have a responsibility, and what we do certainly does affect what happens in the world.
Absolutely. That is one thing. Having grown up going to church every week and everything, just because God can heal you and take care of you and wants what's best for the world doesn't mean you should play Russian roulette. Like, there comes a point where it's your own stupidity, right, where he's just like, I don't know, man, you're on your own here.
Right. Well said, Mr. Zommers. Well said. What say you on this Project 2025 that's being rumored about? Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry. Mr. Perry, what say you? Oh, very nice.
Thanks for calling Spectrum Wireless. Your call is very important to us. All representatives are busy. Please wait. Okay, now you're really on.
All right, now you're not.
And that's perfect, because Todd, I have a message for you from Pedro and Brandon.
Yes.
They say, sorry about the lamp. We accidentally knocked it off the table. So apparently they're there right now. I don't know. You might want to check on that.
I might want to. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. But so Pedro and Brandon, if I get both of them, that'd be Spectrum guy number 8 and 9. Was it one of the Die Hard movies? What was the movie where the girl, we need more FBI guys? I'm gonna need more Spectrum guys. So what's on your mind, Mr. Perry? What do you think of this Project 2025 or anything else that's on your mind?
I think, well, first of all, at when you first start talking about it, it sounds crazy, right? Like, right. Oh, yeah. But then you start thinking about it, and then you find out that the Heritage Foundation is involved, and it becomes somewhat plausible.
Yeah.
And I could see some of the things that you were talking about. I could see them, that seems to be their favorite way to do things now, is to do a state constitutional amendment, right? So they've got this veto-proof way to put something through, and they can, you know, sell it. They can word it weirdly, you know, misleadingly, and get people to vote for it. I could see them doing some of that stuff, like the don't adopt a California rule. I could see them doing that stuff as a state constitutional amendment and people going for it, not understanding it, you know, and being duped into that. So I think this is something that really, that needs to be taken seriously. And, you know, somebody needs to come up, I'm not smart enough to do it, but somebody needs to come up with a way to combat it. Because they could do a lot of damage these things could be in place for a really long time.
Yeah, I agree with you, but here's the thing, Jeff, you make a great point, and I agree. You got to combat it, but how do you combat this thing? This kind of—I mean, it's not dissimilar to the way that they got this gerrymandering stuff, where they did it outside of, you know, state buildings, outside of state time, but it was all kind of cut and dried behind closed doors. There was no real public hearing on it, and then it's just they come in for the vote, and bada bing, bada boom, it's over.
Yeah. And if they do that, that's why this state constitutional amendment stuff really scares me, because then you've got no governor's veto and you've got no state Supreme Court overturning it. It's just there. And that seems to be their I don't know if it's their favorite move, but it seems to be something that they like to go to. Apart from education, and just getting the message out there about how bad it would be, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not smart enough to know how to combat it.
Well, and part of it is just, I think, awareness, right? And that's why I wanted to bring this up and talk about it today. Mark in the sack, he texted in on our text line. You can, too, if you download the Civic Media app on either your Apple or Android device. From WMDX, Mark in the sack says, quote, "Do they remember that the spoils system led to at least one assassination, John Garfield, by a disappointed office seeker?" So, I mean, this stuff can go south and dark really quickly. And again, it goes back, Jeff, I want your opinion, to this constant drone by Trump and Trumpist followers of get him. You gotta go out there and get him. You gotta fight. It's just this low drone, sometimes out low, of violence, of lash out, protect yourself. I think it's scary.
And there's just enough wackos in that group that are willing to go out and participate in that violence, as we have unfortunately discovered.
Can you hang during the break, or you gotta go?
I gotta go.
All right, thanks, have a great day. Jeff Perry, thank you very much. We'll come back after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing better than the Violet Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Tom River.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think
my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 63. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, highs around 90. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Apparently, Crudy is asking Dom to help him wax up his boat for the big weekend. So they're taking the day off. So Flynn moves to 3 to 4. I move into Flynn's slot. So here's the thing. If you want to hear Matt Flynn tomorrow, tune into the Devil's Advocates. That's kind of how it works. But a big show, Brady Ewing is going to be on the show tomorrow. Of course, this Saturday is the kickoff for the Badger football season. Brady Ewing, walk-on from my hometown of Richland, Central Wisconsin, ended up being the captain of the team his senior year, along with Russell Wilson and a couple of others, Aaron Henry as well. and then went on and had a career in the NFL for Atlanta and Jacksonville. Brady will be here tomorrow to break down and to get us prepared for kickoff on Saturday afternoon, I believe, 2:30, the kickoff time. And exciting for Civic Media as well, because Matt LePay this year will be joined by Mark Towser as his new color commentator on-air partner, bringing us Badger football on the Badger Radio Network, Learfield Sports. And you can hear the Badgers all season long right here on Civic Media. If you're in one of the towns that carries it over the air, Richland Center, also Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory will all have the games over the air. And the cool thing is that we're allowed to stream those games on the Civic Media app. So if you're not in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, or Amory, you can simply download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store on your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Get it right, Todd. Civic Media, it'll come up. It takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. And you can listen to the Wisconsin Badgers all season long. Kickoff at 2:30 at Camp Randall Stadium, taking on Buffalo. Lots of anticipation. So we'll be have Brady in at 1:30 tomorrow. And in the first hour, going to focus on Badger sports. So looking forward to that. So join us tomorrow. Want to ask you this one. Did you see the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning? The great reporter, Molly Beck, has a story headline, Wisconsin taxpayers on the hook for up to $2 million in legal fees to defend the Republican-drawn election maps. What this is getting at is we had the great reporters yesterday from Wisconsin Watch, Matt DeFore and Jack Kelly, talking about the chaos within the Supreme Court right now, because there is a lawsuit that has been filed to challenge the current maps, legislative and congressional maps in Wisconsin, saying they are unconstitutional. I won't go through it all now because we did yesterday, but as a person who was working in the state capitol for a Republican at the time, I can tell you, yes, in my opinion, non-legal, not a lawyer, but pretty aware that certainly partisan consideration was the number one thing on those maps that we currently have. And from my understanding of the law, they are not constitutional. So there's this court case being brought to challenge these maps. Well, of course, the Republicans aren't just going to lie down and take it in the legislature. They're going to vigorously defend that, which is their right. But now in this story by Molly Beck, it could cost us taxpayers up to $2 million for Republicans to defend what appear to be unconstitutional maps. Are you okay with $2 million of our tax money being used to defend unconstitutional maps? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Are you okay with $2 million of our tax money being used to defend these Republican maps? 844-967-2789, or text or call on the Civic Media app. Let's give you a little bit of the story here by Molly Beck of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She writes, taxpayers are on track to cover up to $2 million for outside attorneys hired by GOP legislative leaders to defend election maps approved in 2021 that favor Republicans, according to state records. The total cost could grow higher under provisions in three contracts Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu signed earlier this month. Costs are limited to $1.8 million over the next year under contracts with law firms, including Latosky Keller Cohn and Consovay McCarthy and Lawfare LLC. Never heard of those people. Another contract with Bell Giftoff St. John LLC sets no limits and charges $450 an hour for attorney time and $150 per hour for a paralegal work. And remember, if you don't have a paralegal, hope for a pair of aces. I'm sorry, that's the old attorney joke. But no, this is, I don't thank you. This is serious. $150 for a paralegal, $450 for attorneys to defend what most people outside of Republicans think are corrupt maps. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you think about this? Because, I mean, sure, I don't want that tax money to be used, but I'm all for this lawsuit challenging them. And you can't deny that it's the right to defend them. I mean, I think it's ridiculous, but I can't say it's not the right. But remember this, we spent $2 million. Voss gave Gableman, former Justice Gableman, $2 million of our tax money for a snipe hunt. Somebody in the civic on our internal texting that was brought up and said, "What's a snipe hunt?" I said, "Well, I'll tell you. You ever gone snipe hunting, Mr. Zommers?"
No, I have not, but I do know what it is.
For those that don't know, it's a made-up game. People say, "Well, I'm going to take you snipe hunting," and they take you to a cornfield and they give you a gunny sack, and they're going to say, "I'm going to go on the other end. I'm going to chase this snipe," and then you catch it. It's a ground bird. It's completely made up. That's what Gableman did. It was a snipe hunt to try to find election fraud. And Voss gave him $2 million of our money for nothing. So in my opinion, if it takes $2 million to win this case and give us fair maps, you know what? There are worse ways to spend $2 million. But what do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Lori in Beaver Dam. Lori, thanks for listening. What say you? Lori, are you there? Hello, Lori. Well, hello, Lori. Is she there? We'll put her back on hold. Maybe we'll see Lori. Maybe she just took a break for a minute. So we shall see. What do you think about this $2 million that Republicans might use of our state tax money to defend what appear to be corrupt, unconstitutional maps in the Supreme Court case? 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, what say you?
I say that this is nothing new. The Republicans have been using the people's money as their slush fund. Probably since the Walker administration, but for sure they've been using it recently. They've used it to support lawsuits to undo COVID safety measures. You know, they've used it to pay Gableman and his various legal challenges, which, by the way, haven't stopped yet. We're still paying for those, and we're going to pay for a while.
Right.
This is nothing new. This is exactly what they've been doing. They do two things, the Republicans. They can't do anything for Wisconsinites. They can, however, spend our money foolishly, and they can, however, give our money away to the rich and famous.
Yeah.
So this is nothing new.
But, Jack, what do you think of this? Because I don't know the answer. Matt Flynn might know the answer to this. I mean, I'm assuming if the legislature wanted, they could direct legislative attorneys to agree to represent them in court. But instead, they're going outside. There may be, and again, this is a legal question I don't know the answer to, because it's a partisan type of lawsuit, they might be prohibited from using legislative attorneys. I don't know. But I mean, it's kind of a catch-22 because you want this. I mean, I want the lawsuit to happen because I want fair maps. But you can't deny the legislature their right to defend themselves. So I say, let's spend it and get it over with.
Well, I say these are Republican maps. They were designed to help Republicans. Let the Republicans pay for them, personally, or the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
All right, that's an idea.
I'd like to see them pay for some of this stuff personally.
Right. All right, good thought. That one hadn't popped into my head, but yeah, let the Republican Party of Wisconsin chip in, right?
Yep.
I love it. Jack from Merrimack, always appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. That's Jack in Merrimack. You can be like Jack, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today by Molly Beck, saying that she has unearthed in her reporting that the legislative Republicans may spend up to $2 million and maybe more on hiring outside private attorneys to defend them in this upcoming Supreme Court case, in which the maps that the Republicans drew after the 2020 census are not constitutional. Story continues. The contracts require, these legal contracts require the legislature to pay for out-of-pocket costs that could come in addition to the fees for services. A spokesman for Robin Voss did not respond to a request for comment. Big surprise. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard said, quote, "The GOP will pay any price to retain their unfettered power and usurp the will of the majority," unquote. She went on, I guess, later saying this, quote, "Using a blank check written by Wisconsin taxpayers, legislative Republicans have entered into contracts with three law firms to defend their gerrymandered maps. Again, we see that they only care about their own special interests rather than the interests of Wisconsinites, pardon me," unquote. Molly Beck continues in this article saying, states must draw new election maps once a decade after each census to make sure the districts have equal populations. Where the lines go can confer advantages on one political party or the other. In 2011, Republicans controlled all of Wisconsin's government and put in place maps that have helped them hold on to large majorities in the Senate and Assembly. GOP lawmakers hired experts and a legal team to make sure the maps were as beneficial to Republicans as possible, according to court documents and testimony. The legal fight over the maps began even before Republicans approved them. Let's go to Vicky in Burlington. Vicky, what say you on these maps? Thanks for listening.
Hi there. I have a huge problem with us paying for... Why should the majority of taxpayer Wisconsinites have to pay for Republicans to defend their garbage maps? I mean, seriously, we've already, like you mentioned, Gableman before, if they want, they know their trash map. We already know their partisan. They know what they did behind closed doors. So once again, they're fleecing taxpayers. And if they want to do this, let them hit up Ronna McDaniel from the RNC or from their own fund. You know, enough is enough. Seriously, you got me all fired up. Oh, I can't take it.
Well,
thank you for taking my call.
Hey, always a pleasure. Vicky of Burlington, great town. Home of Robin Voss, the popcorn king, as they like to say on As Goes Wisconsin. Vicky, we appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Come on back. The Todd Allball Show on Civic Media Radio Network continues after this.
Looking for a new pair of glasses?
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Readers and sunglasses for customers of all ages. You'll find a variety of frames to fit your style and price points to fit your lifestyle. So don't wait. Head to Ula Eyewear now at Hilldale Shopping Center and find your pair of glasses. Ula Eyewear, uniquely you.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886.
and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. High temperatures reach up to 83 today under clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 61. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 91. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 51 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network's Todd Allball Show, along with Mr. Aaron Summers. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from our national news weather update, and then our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, host of Matt Flynn Direct. You're going to learn something, probably get a chuckle or two as well. Always a great show, informative, taking all callers, and the callers are the key to the show. Matt Flynn Direct. Well, I'd argue, I mean, that's what Matt says. He's very deferential, and he does have great callers, as we all do. But I would say that Matt Flynn makes the difference because of his unique perspective, being an attorney, and a veteran and a Democrat, former chair of the Democratic Party. It's a unique perspective and one I always learn something from. So tune in to Matt Flynn Direct after the top of the hour news. And by the way, we are going to have the high honor and privilege of guest hosting Matt Flynn's show tomorrow, because Matt will be in the Devil's Advocates time slot temporarily tomorrow on a Friday, as Dom and Crudy are taking a day off. And that means Matt Flynn will be on Devils. I will be on Matt. And you're still stuck with me at our show. There is no replacement for Todd tomorrow. But that's fine. We're happy to be here. I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, it's truly the best part of my day when I get to hang out with Mr. Summers and all of you.
Yeah, who could replace Todd Allbaugh?
Well, there are several people. That's the answer to that. But none as goofy and cornbally as me.
Which is just the way it's perfect.
Well, you're too kind. By the way, we're also going to have tomorrow on the show, right away, we're starting off with a bang at 1:15. Our colleague and friend Kristen Bry is going to be on the show tomorrow at 1:15. And you want to know why? Well, Mr. Zahm, you saw this, right? Did you see it? You've been working all day. Big announcement on Civic Media's internal media. Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin, has been
pregnant.
Yes, Mr. She's about 8 months
okay,
pregnant.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
We've already done that announcement. Yes, she's pregnant, and she and her wonderful husband are expecting their first child. But as equally fantastic is the fact that she is going to, or she has been voted and named the top talk show host in Milwaukee. Top radio talk show host in Milwaukee, Kristen Bry. Yeah, absolutely. Look at this. This is fantastic. I mean, you can't go wrong with regular listeners like this. Jeff from Shorewood texts in on the WAUK line. Hey, Summers, could you replace Todd?
Or saying that I could. No, I could not.
Oh, that you could, yes. Well, you could. You could, absolutely.
Is that so? I don't know. You have a lot more experience with radio than I do. I feel like I would run out of things to say if I was the only one talking.
It's one of those things. You know, I enjoy it coming here every day, listening to all our great callers and just having a conversation, right? So anyway, well, Kristen Bry will be here tomorrow talking about her big award as the top talk show host in Milwaukee, and chat a little bit about I got the honor to co-host with her on our debate coverage last week. So Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin at 1:15, Brady Ewing, former Badger at 1:30. And that's just the first hour of the big show of the three consistent hours. So it's going to be a big day tomorrow, and we appreciate y'all for listening. Just to put a button on this, and if you want to call in yet before the top of the hour, this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story from Molly Beck, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, reporting shows from records in the legislature that they have got these outside contracts, Republicans do, Voss and Lemahieu,
that it could cost us as taxpayers up to $2 million or more for them to defend what appear to be unconstitutional maps, rigged maps, in the upcoming Supreme Court case. Very quickly, in 2021, according to Molly Beck, Democratic Governor Tony Evers, in office, he and Republicans who control the legislature couldn't agree on the maps. So it fell to the state Supreme Court in a 4-3 ruling. In 2022, the justices, a conservative ruling, by the way, conservative-controlled court, the justices picked Evers' maps. Because Brian Hagedorn, the swing justice, ruled in favor of Evers' maps, which had a Republican tilt to them, even though they were drawn by a Democrat. Republican lawmakers appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which found the state court had not provided enough evidence justifying why the state was increasing the number of assembly districts with black majorities in Milwaukee from 6-7. The U.S. Supreme Court left in place the congressional district boundaries drawn by Evers and approved by the state Supreme Court. The 2022 decision by the state court affects only races for the state legislature. The current maps tilt heavily in the Republicans' favor, 63 of the 99 seats and 23 of the 33 Senate seats, leaning toward the GOP. Now the two lawsuits have been filed with liberals at the Supreme Court aimed at rewriting the legislative maps. And the challenges are yet to come. The GOP leaders' contract with these lawyers cover legal proceedings in both lawsuits. Governor Evers earlier this month said it's possible he will seek to intervene in the lawsuits, which, get this, would increase the legal tab for taxpayers. Quote, it's always possible that we might end up being part of the lawsuit, but at the end of the day, this is a great start. I'm looking forward to a great result, unquote. That was Evers in New Glarus on August 4th. He finished by saying, quote, if I'm involved, it'll happen later on, not immediately, unquote. Not only does corrupt map drawing lead to elections that don't reflect the people, because remember, it was a majority of voters elected Democrat or voted for Democrats for state legislature in the last two cycles. But because the way the maps are drawn, Republicans have this huge advantage. Not only does it, when you redraw these maps and don't follow the Constitution, not only do you have, as Matt Flynn would say, illegitimate results, but it also costs you money, because you can't say that it's not the right of these people to defend this. They have the right. But it's going to cost us as taxpayers at least another $2 million just to try to make this right. But here's what I think. You can't put a price on justice. You can't put a price on what's right. And I don't want to spend $2 million. But if that's what it takes to get this state back on track, to make sure we have maps that reflect the will of the people and that the people are electing our legislator leaders and not the other way around, our politicians, then so be it. Let's do the right thing. And let's move on as Wisconsinites. We're going to move on to the 3 o'clock hour. Matt Flynn Direct is next. Do not go anywhere. We appreciate y'all for being with us today. Thanks to Trigvy Olson from the Lincoln Project. Thanks to all the callers, Mr. Zommers, and each and every one of you for listening. We're back tomorrow for 3 hours. Don't go anywhere. Matt Flynn Direct is next. This is Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. As the song says, keep banging on your drum.
Folks, I tell you this.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth
the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.